friend of mine.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie. Happy Friday. Today, very exciting show. Venus Andrecht, host of Dear Venus on Hay House Radio. You can find her at hayhouseradio.com. She's on the show today, and she is a psychic medium, and she can talk to pretty much anyone, living or dead. So if you have a question, you want to delve into someone's mind, give us a call at 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. You can also email the show at spiritualshow@gmail.com. And, you know, if you ever have any spiritual events that are happening in town that you want to promote or you want to be a guest on the show, email me, spiritualshow@gmail.com. So to start the show, hi, Venus.
Hi there. How are you?
Fantastic. How are you?
Good, good, good.
Good. So I hear that you've got some trees being chopped down by your neighbor right now.
Yes. You know, all the days in the year, he chooses to have his trees chopped down and tippered and thrown all over his property. So I'm sitting in a back room of my house.
Okay. Well,
with all the doors shut.
Thank you so much for that. Hopefully it'll be quiet enough for us. It seems okay right now.
Yeah, so, it's fine.
So if you want to get on the air and ask Venus a question, the number again is 604-822-2487, 604-UBC-CITR. And Venus, did I describe that correctly? You're a psychic medium?
I guess so. I've actually been called a clarifying counselor. Maybe I should explain what I do, right?
Sure, go for it.
What I think I do. I am a medium. I was a born medium. Which just means, as far as I know, it means you can talk to the other side, dead people, let's say. When I say dead, they're really alive, probably more alive than we are. I also am able, well, I'm a telepath, and I'm able to look into people's minds, with their permission, by the way. I just don't barge in. I always ask permission before I go into someone's mind, and I can know what they're thinking and feeling. I can ask questions, get answers. So I do a lot of work with people who have love problems, as you can imagine. And when I go into someone's mind, like if you were to ask me about your boyfriend or whatever, when I go there, I say, you know, so-and-so has sent me. May I talk to you? And I'm just here to help you, not to hurt you. And that's true. I work for the good for everybody.
Fantastic.
And at some level, a deeper level, they tell me yes or no. Sometimes people say no. But with those who say yes, I get in and start working. And it's not like they say to you later, Marie, who was that woman you sent? You know, it's done at a deeper level. And people often tell me later, we know so-and-so said exactly what you were saying in his head. Or, you know, verification comes around that, you know, we really were talking. And also as a clarifying counselor, that just means that I'm able to look at people's situations and stand back and often see them more clearly than we can. You know, we're so emotionally close to ourselves. How can we see? It's hard. Mm-hmm. It's hard for me to do it for myself. But I can look at situations, and I hear things, I see things, I know things, and I just let it rip. I let them come through. Sometimes they're pretty surprising. Oh, you know, you've heard me on my show on Hay House Radio.
Yes.
And I like to have a good time.
It's very entertaining. I love how you're always laughing and so joyful. And if you haven't heard Venus's show, you can go to hayhouseradio.com and listen. It's on every other Wednesday. Is that right?
Every other Wednesday, right. In the morning, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 noon Eastern. It's on internet radio, so it goes all over the world. So I do talk with people all over. And I do private phone work, too. You can find out about that on my website. Can I give my website?
Yes, please do.
Okay. You know, the regular W's then. GodIsAlwaysHappy.com. GodIsAlwaysHappy.com. And you'll find probably more than you want to know about me there. I think before when we talked, Marie, you were asking about how I came to know I was psychic, or does it run the family, or you asked me something like that, right?
Yes, because I also listen to your daughter's show, Flow Dreaming.
Right.
And I hear her talk about how, you know, you're a psychic, and I hear on your show how your mother was a psychic, mm-hmm. and you talk about the mojo, which we'll talk about a little bit later.
Okay.
But it sounds like you come from quite a long line of people who are quite spiritually connected. Can you explain a little bit about that background?
Well, I can talk a bit about it. First of all, my daughter's name is Summer McStravick, and she has her show on Hay House, Flow Dreaming. .com. She also co-hosts with Wayne Dyer on Hay House. And my mother, her grandmother, is still alive. She's 86. In fact, she'll be over here this morning to have tea with me and a couple of friends.
Aww.
Yeah. And she's always read tea leaves. And, you know, she's very good. She makes a loose tea, and we pour it into our cups, and then we have a little drink and talk thing. And then we pour the tea out and swish it around and see the leaves that are left, and she'll look at it. It's amazing. She pulls out things that are going on in your life right now that you haven't told her, and things that are coming up. for years and years, I always got this big V in my cup. That means you're very sexy. Darn, I haven't gotten it for a while. I get things like, oh, you're going to get a little dog or something. Anyway, Mom does the tea leaf reading, and she also does palmistry. She reads your palms. And she's very good. In fact, I said the other day, you know, Mom, I think it's time you read my palm again. Now, her mother, oh, and another thing, growing up, if Mother said something to us, there's six kids, if she said something to us, we knew that was it. It was going to happen, just get over it, whatever it was. So we always respected what she had to say. And her mother, my grandmother, my mother tells me that she did astrology. And she also read the cards, regular playing cards. And apparently she stopped reading the cards because it scared her because she was too accurate.
Wow. So you can read, well, she could read regular, like a 52-card deck.
Yeah.
How does that work?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Because I haven't done it. You know, I don't use anything. I just use my head because I figure I always have it with me. It's much easier that way. I just trained myself to be able to work anytime, any place, or any kind of distraction because, you know, that's life.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a clairsentient, clairaudient, clairvoyant. It seems like I'm about everything. That just means I hear, see, feel. Occasionally I've smelled things. But I just use my mind. I've trained myself. I've had good training because one time I was married to this guy. Now, I've only had two marriages. I want you to know that. I stopped a long time ago. I said, if I'm going to keep making these dumb choices, well, wait till I'm not dumb anymore. So I've never married since. But it was the second husband, not Summer's dad. And he was a very difficult man, abusive. We don't need to go into that. But I learned how to separate myself from what was going on because, and this, by saying this, it may help some of you out there who have a talent and you're developing it or you want to. But at the time, I was working as an herbalist, and I was teaching classes on herbs and how to use them, how to get well, that kind of thing. And every week, I would have a class at this particular library, and the husband would drop me off outside the library door, and he'd be berating me and just horrible things, and I'd be crying and carrying on. And as soon as my feet hit the sidewalk, bam, I'd close it off. I totally close it off because I knew I couldn't take it in and do a good job and help these people, so I just put it aside, and I was able to just do the work. And that was a real good training ground for me, looking back at it. You know, if you look back at your life, you can see a lot of things that you thought were dreadful at the time, which were really very helpful to you. And so now I know how to, when I'm working with a person, like Murray, let's say I was working with you, and you came to me with questions and problems, and I would ask you things like, first of all, I want to make it clear, I'm not a future reader. You know, I don't read the future, although it does come through sometimes. But I feel that I'm here to help you with your problems and people in your life, things, you know, that you can't see for yourself because you're too close to it, and because maybe you don't know that you read minds, that kind of thing. So let's say you called me, and we'd set up an appointment, and you called me. I'd say, well, what do you want me to look at? And let's say you'd tell me, well, I have this guy who's really giving me fits, and I don't know what he's thinking. He says this, he says that, but I don't know what, if he's telling me the truth. And then I have this other problem in my life or my career or whatever. Anyway, so what I would do is I would say, great, I'm going to set the clock, and you watch it because I'm not. Anytime you need to stop, you just tell me because I charge by the minute. So people can have whatever they want. And I would just get quiet. And then I would come to you, and by that I mean I just, it's like my mind or whatever it is goes through the ethers very quickly. It's the best way to travel. And I find you by feel. And then I ask you, may I come into your head? And then I do. I come into your head. I sit with you. I become you. I look through your eyes. I see your life. I feel you. Uh-huh. And often I'll get impressions about you as a person, and I'll tell you what those are. And normally people say, yeah, that's me, all right. Now, remember, I've never met these people. I work with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, maybe thousands of people. I've never met them in the real, in the normal way, the normal course of life. And then I will ask, who do you want me to look at? And I'll ask for a first name, hair color, what they do, sometimes where they are. I want to know what the problem is. What are the questions you want to ask? So because Venus, I have to know this before I go in. Otherwise, I get potluck.
Venus, I'm curious when you ask, and I hear this on your show all the time, you ask the hair color, the name, mm-hmm. the occupation, and how does that help you locate this person?
Well, for example, there's a lot of Johns in the world.
Yeah.
A lot of Mary Ellens. You know what I'm saying? So if I get the wrong person, and occasionally I have, then we get the wrong answers, and we get all screwed up. So I just try and make it easier for myself by narrowing things down so I know I have the right person. And often I'll say, okay, I feel this about the person. They're this, 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 and that. Is this right? And they'll say, oh, yeah, that's him, that's him. Okay, so that's the way I do that, Marie.
Fabulous.
But once I'm in, I just start asking the person the questions you want. And I'm very careful to ask you what you want exactly, because when I go into somebody's head, whatever I'm saying, thinking, or feeling, they think they're feeling, thinking, or, you know, I don't want to put anything in their head that you don't want there. Like any secrets you've got, like you have a boyfriend on the side and you're married,
ooh,
you know.
No, you wouldn't want that one.
To be very careful and very tactful. And so then, you know, the person I'm working with, that if they don't want to tell me something, they won't. It's not like I'm spilling all the beans here, you know, we're complicit in this. And it just helps people understand what's going on. It helps them make decisions. And then I look at the other aspects, like problems at work, people at work. I mean, it can be anything. And as for so-called dead people, well, they're just like live people. It's just that I have to, like there's a, I call it a thin black line I see. I have to sort of hop over that to get to this other side. And then I just call for the person. Sometimes they're there and waiting because they know that the person was going to talk to me. Other times I have to hunt for them. Hmm. And then I do basically the same thing I do with a live person and talking. And a lot of times people who have passed over want to prove it's them. And this can be very mundane. Sometimes I could just strangle these dead people if they weren't already dead, right? Because they're so boring, just like we can be. And they'll just give me things like, yeah, I'm happy here, or everything's good. You know, I'm going like, can't you give me something more evidential?
Yeah. Tell us the meaning of life or something.
And other times that are very evidential that just blow us all off the stool.
Wow.
So it's fascinating work, and I never know what's going to happen. How would you feel if you had to talk to all these strangers you've never met, and you got to go into them and all these other people and be right?
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of pressure. I don't think I would be able to do it, that's for sure.
Well, it's a hard job, but, you know, it's a fun job, and I feel like I'm doing good for people. But I'll tell you, I can't overwork myself, because, and I've done that a while back, I had to take 4 months off. I couldn't even work with anybody because I'd overdone it. Because it's pretty intense. It's pretty intense.
Well, Venus, we're gonna take a break here in a second,
okay.
So I'm just going to lower the volume here. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. And right now, we're talking with Venus Andrecht, host of Hay House Radio's Dear Venus. You can hear her every other Wednesday on hayhouseradio.com. She's a clarifying counselor and can talk with anyone, just about anyone, living or dead, and give you insight into what's going on with their permission. If you have a question for Venus and you need some clarification on something that's going on in your life, maybe a job, maybe you're having issues with your boss or your relationships, the number to call is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. And we'll be right back with Synchronicity in just a second.
A beautiful day. Without a cloud.
The 27th Annual Vancouver International Film Festival will be held September 25th to October 10th, 2008. VIFF is among the largest film festivals in North America and is one of the largest cultural events in Canada. The broad spectrum of fiction and non-fiction films from around the world is divided into the following sections. The Ark, Elements and Animals. Dragons and Tigers, the Cinemas of East Asia. Non-fiction features. Canadian Images, Cinema of Our Time, and Spotlights on France.
Films are screened on the following 10 screens: Empire Granville 7 Cinemas, Van City Theatre at the Vancouver International Film Centre, Pacific Cinematheque, Ridge Theatre. To purchase tickets, visit the Vancouver International Film Festival Center on Seymour. For information, check out www.viff.org or call 604-683-FILM. That's 604-683-3456.
Yes, it comes in a downward direction. It disintegrates, dissolves, melts.
And this is Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Welcome back. I'm your host, Marie, and right now we're talking with Venus Andrecht, host of Hay House Radio's Dear Venus, a fabulous show. If you are interested in speaking with people who have passed over to the other side or getting insights into your life, she talks about a wide variety of topics and very entertaining show, really funny lady, and she's on the line right now. If you have a question for Venus, the number to call is 604-822-2487. And Venus, we actually have a caller on the line right now who wants to ask you a question.
Okay.
All right, are you ready? And this caller, are you on the line now?
Yes, I am.
Fabulous. Go ahead.
Hi, Venus.
Hi, what's your name?
My name is Diana. And,
Hi, Diana.
I just turned onto your radio, and I've been tossing and turning, losing sleep for the last couple of nights, looking for insight into my relationship with my boyfriend.
Right.
And I'm just can't seem to see whether it is one that has the long-term potential. And even though we are living together, and I moved to the States, and I just happened to be in Vancouver for a visit, and I heard your radio show, thought I'd see if you could have any insight for me.
Okay, Diana, how old are you, and what do you do?
I am 40, and I live in New York producing events, and actually I work with him. I work with his company.
Okay, and what's his first name? What does he do? What company does he?
His first name is Brent.
Brent, okay.
And his company is called Mirren, M-I-R-R-E-N.
Okay, color of hair, what's his hair color?
Brown.
Yeah, I got him. Okay. So you live together, right?
Yes, we do.
And you're just having questions about the whole thing, is that correct?
That's correct.
What do you want me to ask him when I go find him?
Gosh, I don't know. I think that whether we can work our issues out.
Okay, here's what I'm going to do, Diana, right?
Diana, yes.
Diana. Okay, when I'm working with somebody, I ask them not to walk around because I got to keep up with you. It makes it harder, so if you can just sit somewhere. And I'm going to come into you first. I'm going to make connections. Okay. And then I'm going to go find Brent. Okay? Here I come.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, sometimes people feel me when I come inside their heads. So if you do, don't freak out. It's just me.
Okay.
And if you don't feel me, it still works. You're going to hear me mumbling because I'm chatting to beings, the beings that work through me. And I think that's all we need to know here. Okay, here I come. Diana. What color is your hair?
It's brownie blonde.
Yeah, I keep getting blonde. All right. Diana. There you are. Okay, I'm with you just a moment here. Let me see how you're feeling. Okay, Diana. Oh, worried. Worried.
Oh, yes, I am.
Okay, let me go get him now. Brent. I'm a friend of your girlfriend, Diana's. Can I please come in and talk to you? Can I come into your head? It's okay. I'm just here to help you both. He seems very involved and caught up in his work. Is that true?
He's actually he's working right now with clients in San Francisco.
In where?
In Fresno, actually.
Okay, but he seems very caught up in his work. It's a big part of his life.
It's the biggest part of his life.
Pardon me?
It's the biggest part of his life.
Yes. Okay, so I feel like this is causing a problem between the two of you.
Yes.
Right, okay. So let me just get back in his head. I popped out for a minute to talk to you, and I pop back into him. Okay, Brent, so this work is causing a problem between you and your girlfriend, Diana. So what do you have to say about it? He said, well, she has to understand me and what I do. It's like you knew coming on board what he was like. Is that so?
Pretty much, yes.
And has he ever said that to you?
No, not in those words.
Okay, but that's what he's thinking. All right, so... your question was, again, I'm sorry, I got lost there. What was your question? Does he want to work it out?
I want to work it out.
Does he want to? Is that your question?
Yes.
Okay. Brent, do you want to work this out with Diana? Do you want to work this out with Diana? Diana. He says, I don't know if you've been hassling or pressuring him, but it's like he wants you to get off his back. Have you been doing this outwardly, or is it just something he feels?
It could be a bit of both, actually.
Okay. He feels pressured. It's like it makes it hard for him to breathe. He just wants you to be all right. He wants you to be happy. He wants you to just take him as he is. He frankly feels right now that he doesn't want to put a whole lot of energy into the relationship or doing what you want. It makes him mad. Does that sound right?
Yes.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes. Well, you know what? When I'm working with people, I always try and tell the truth, because how can I help you if I don't? But sometimes, you know, people don't like to hear it.
Can you ask him what he needs?
From you mean?
Yes.
Okay, back to Brent. Brent. He says, why do you keep bothering me? He's talking to me. Oh, excuse me. Okay. Brent, what is it that you need? What is it that you need from Diana? I need her to understand my life. This is a very important time of my life. I have to make it. My time is now. If I don't take my opportunities when they're here now, I may not make it. You see what he's saying?
I totally do.
He's just, did I ask you how old he is? Is he around 30-ish or something?
He's just turned 40.
Because he's feeling 30-ish.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, okay. And he's just pressed to make it, to get his star really big and hung up on the right rack, you know? And if he doesn't, in his mind, if he doesn't make it now, if he doesn't go with his opportunities now, then he's not going to be a man among men. He's not going to be successful.
He is the most driven entrepreneur I know.
Well, that's what he's saying. He has to do it now. And I'm saying to him, are you going to change? Are you ever going to make it and feel satisfied? I'm waiting to hear. He's thinking about this just a minute. So what? No, there's always the next hill to climb over. He says, I want to be the best. He wants to be respected. He wants to be known. He wants to be have the respect of the people around him that work in his field, apparently. So women are secondary. right now and maybe forever. I don't know. Maybe if you come around again when he's an old guy and he can't get it up anymore and he can't, his mind is slipping, maybe he'd be more open. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, I see what you're saying.
Has he been this way before? Is this his pattern? Do you know anything about him?
This is his. This is he's a very strong personality.
Yeah.
Yes.
So this is what you've got, darling. So my suggestion to you is, if you can live with this and let him be and let him come and go and do what he wants and be the sidekick that you are, all is well. Because I don't see him attracted to other women or doing things with other women. He doesn't have the time.
No, he doesn't.
But if this is not what you want, if you want some other kind of man or some other kind of life, then I suggest you start looking now. It's your decision, in other words. It's your decision. If you keep pushing him and pressuring him, he will just stay away more and more, physically and emotionally. Got it?
Got it.
I don't know if that helped, but that's the way
You know what? That is tremendous insight onto a very complex character that he is, and I feel... thank you very much.
You wouldn't want to let go of him. He's very interesting.
Yes. Yes, he is very interesting.
And those are hard to find, but you know, there's always trade-offs, aren't there? A guy who'd want to sit around the house with you and eat popcorn and go fishing with you in the lake, he's not going to be quite as exciting. Perhaps.
True. Yeah. That's true.
Okay, hon.
Thank you so much. I really
appreciate
it. You're
welcome. I'll put good thoughts on you. I'm good at that. I wish you happiness and love, however it comes about, okay?
Thank you.
Thanks, Diana. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, my goodness. That was so exciting, Venus. I'm, like, giddy right now.
giddy girl.
I've never been that close to one of your readings. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, or maybe you're listening to CITR.ca online. You can also listen to podcasts after the fact. Just go to the schedule, and you'll find the show, and there's a little orange button. Click on that, and you can listen to podcasts if you've missed part of the show. If you want to get on the air, the number to call is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. We are talking with Venus Andrecht, host of Hay House Radio's Dear Venus. She's a clarifying counselor. She can speak with just about anyone, living or dead, mind to mind, and get some clarifications. So we were just speaking with Diana and some tremendous insights there. So if you want to get on the line and ask Venus a question. Again, the number is 604-822-2487. And thanks to Diana for calling in. That was a great question and really interesting to be able to listen in on the process and very exciting. Ooh. So thank you for doing that.
Can I say something?
Yes.
Marie?
Yeah.
My background a bit was I always had a lot of trouble with men, a lot of men in my life. And I always brought in the wrong kind, you might say. I call them certain men. I finally wrote a book about it because finally I worked out the problems. I figured it out. I took a big machete, a mental machete, and cut all those kind of men out of my life. My life has been so much better ever since. I wrote a book about it because I'm a writer. I write books, too. And it's called Certain Men, How to Unneed Them, Unlove Them, and Replace Them with a Good Guy. So Certain Men by Venus Andrecht. And if you go to my website, godisalwayshappy.com, you can read the first part of the book there. And you can also get it through amazon.com. But it's helped a lot of women. I have a lot of women's stories in there because I've worked with a lot of women. And it works for men, too, because men get certain women in their lives also.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have another book called The Herb Lady's Notebook. As I mentioned that I worked as an herbalist, that's also on Amazon. You can read part of the book on my website, too.
Fabulous.
I throw a little ad in there.
Oh, that's great. I mean, I'm sure that people who are listening will want to read your books. And I think a lot of us can get involved with certain men or certain women, and we kind of follow the same patterns. We might meet different people, but essentially they're the same kind of type and the same issues come up. And godisalwayshappy.com, that's your website, and you also have a blog there.
Oh, yes. My blog. My blog is just my personal life, and it's pretty funny and amusing, I would think. A lot of people say so. I just try and help people see the brighter side of life to lift their spirits. There's a lot of family stuff in there. My family doesn't read my blog, which is very fortunate for all of us because I can say anything I want. Family, neighbors, things that happen in my life, and you can find that at godisalwayshappy.com/blog. Also, I give away free readings off my blog. Every time I write a blog, I choose a winner, and I put the name there, and somebody gets a free 15-minute phone consultation with me. And the way to find out about that, of course, is go to my site and go to my blog, and you can find my rates on my site, too, for my personal reading work.
And you can also call into HayHouseRadio.com when your show is on and get a reading
for free,
similar to what you did with Diana just now.
Right, right. Just call in, and if you get on, I know it's hard to get on, but if you do, yeah, you get free readings.
And it's hard to get on at Hay House Radio, but if you want to get on the air right now, it's a lot simpler. Number to call is 604-822-2487. It's so interesting how Diana was just happened to be in Vancouver and listening to CITR at the right time. Synchronicity, that's what it's all about here. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can also email me at spiritualshow@gmail.com. Now, Venus, I want to talk more about your mojo, the money mojo and the love mojo, and because you do that occasionally on the show, and I really enjoy it. It's great energy and very energizing. And so I'm wondering, you mentioned that your mother did that.
Yeah. Want to hear the story?
Yes, please.
Okay. Well, my mother is very remarkable. She's a remarkable woman. And as we were growing up, we would sometimes complain, oh, I don't have a boyfriend. Oh, my life is terrible. Oh, my God, I'm having all these troubles. You know how it is. And Mom would just say, oh, you just need a mojo. And so she'd look at us, and she'd make all these strange noises and sounds and dancing motions and throw all this energy at us. And by golly, it'd work. And it would rev up our love life, and we'd start getting attention, boyfriends, et cetera. And then she would do mojos for other things. And one day on the show, Hay House Radio Show, gosh, I think it was like 3 years ago or so, and it's in the archives at Hay House if you want to go look for it, I just happened to do a mojo over the air. And I get so much email and phone calls off that and all the things that it's done for people. But the thing is, the way I did it, it just pulls in all kinds of love energy. You get it from everywhere and everything. It can be pretty startling. So what I'm thinking of doing, money mojos. I think I did several of those, and they mm-hmm. get good response. What I'm thinking of doing, this is my daughter's idea. She said, Mom, you ought to make up some mojos, like a love mojo, a prosperity mojo, you know, all kinds of different ones, and put them on, what is it, MP3s or something?
Yes.
You have them on your site, and they can download them for a real nominal fee, but they're more refined. It's like I was at... Well, one of my brothers, my youngest brother, is in the hospital, and he's very seriously ill with acute leukemia. He's been there a month. And my mom and I were down there the other day, and he was having a tough day. And I said, Mom, why don't you give him a mojo? She says, oh, you think so? Well, the door is wide open into the room, right? And everybody's walking by, doctors, nurses, people, et cetera. But, oh, Mom, she's up for anything. And I'll just show you how they work. Arthur was sitting on the bed, my brother, and Mom sitting in a chair. Now, she's 86 years old, you know. I said, Mom, give him a health mojo. And so she goes, I can't show you because it's over the radio. I can't show you how she did it. But basically, you'll just have to picture her bouncing up and down her chair a little bit and flapping her arms and letting the energy rush through, and she's going, Then we look over, and here's these people looking in the door at us. Anyway, Arthur felt a lot better, and he was much better the next day. But they're all different. You know, it just depends on what comes through.
Oh, that's
I don't
fabulous.
Know. I don't know what else to say about them. What are they? Where do they come from? I think you'd ask me at one point, can anybody do them? I don't have any idea. I know I can do them. But what I do when I'm doing them is I get into a certain space or place, and I feel all this energy of the universe. I see it flying around in circles and all different colors and coming at me. And as I grab into it, And then I just let it come through me. And, you know, sometimes I feel like an idiot. You sound like a chicken that's being stepped on or something. But it works. I don't know if anybody else does these or if you ever heard. I mean, I've heard of mojos, but we just use that word because it's a funny word. It's nothing like voodoo or anything like that. We could call it anything, but mojo sounds good.
Well, I have tried the mojo before just for fun, and I mean, I haven't seen you do it, so I don't know, but I know that the energy, like it, I don't know if it worked as far as money because I wasn't really looking for evidence of it working afterwards, but I know that it felt really good.
Oh, good.
So,
well, you know what some people do is they'll just listen to it over and over and over, and they'll put it on their iPod or something and listen to it, and they say it works a lot that way. I mentioned on my radio show just the other day, a lady from Hong Kong was listening to the Money Mojo, and she hadn't really thought much about it, and then she went to a charity event for animals to raise money, and she raised tons and tons of money, and nobody could believe it. They said, we'd never raised this much, and even the security guards were saying, nobody comes into the lobby like this, and you've got all these people coming in donating money. What have you done? She said, halfway through, she realized, oh, my God, I listened to the Money Mojo.
Wow. Yeah, I heard that on your show.
Yeah, like anything, some things work right away, some things don't. Some work for some people, some not others. I mean, it's not 100%. I'm certainly not guaranteeing it, but I do get a lot of interesting email about them.
Fabulous. Do you think that the listener's belief plays a part in that?
It doesn't seem to.
No?
No, because, you know, you can have it thrown at you and you're like, boy, that's really nuts. Or that woman is really weird. You know, I don't think it does. I've had people email me and say, I didn't believe it. I just thought it was silly. I thought, what's wrong with this woman? I've had quite a few people who listen to my show say, you know, when I first stumbled onto your show, I thought you were really weird. She says, but now I still think you're weird, but I really, really like you. I think you know what you're doing. But, you know, when you act like that, throwing mojos around and talking, looking into people's heads, it can make you wonder, can it?
But I really enjoy your show, and it's always you're always laughing and having a good time, and I love how you're so blunt and to the point when you're doing your readings, and you're really honest, and I think that's really refreshing.
Go ahead.
I just want to thank you for doing your show and making that available to so many people. It's a wonderful thing that you do, and it's entertaining and uplifting, and we definitely need more of that in the world.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. So your website, godisalwayshappy.com, when do you think that you'll have these mojos up on your website?
I don't know. I'll talk to Summer about it because she knows how to put things up. I know how to do the mojos. If she can help me get them up, they'll be up. So just keep checking back with the website. Did you want me to mention anything about how I got the God is Always Happy? What that's all about?
Yeah, I was going to ask you about the beings.
Okay.
So if you want to talk more about that, I want to interrupt for 1 second, though. This is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You're listening to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie, and we're talking with Venus Andrecht, host of Hay House Radio's Dear Venus, on every other Wednesday morning at hayhouseradio.com. And you can also check out her website at godisalwayshappy.com. She gives away free readings through her blog, and hopefully we'll have mojos up very soon. And coming up in about 15 minutes is Scotty's Scenic Drive on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And so, Venus, can you explain a little bit about the beings and God is Always Happy?
Sure. If you think I'm odd now, you're going to think even more so after I tell you this one.
Fantastic.
There's a lot more about this on my website, godisalwayshappy.com, but I'm going to shorten it up in brief. I had something real traumatic happening. Something happened to me, must be 2-3 years ago now. I can't really remember. And it caused, I can only think it caused the kundalini to come up. Or something, I've been told it blew my chakras clear. I don't know what it was. You can read about it. But after that happened, I was in ecstasy for at least several months. And let me tell you, you can't function in ecstasy. You can't pay your bills or talk with people. So I had to lower the level and bring it down, but it's much easier to go down than it is to go up. But that's a whole other story. But what happened is about five months after this experience, 5 or 6 months, in fact, it was May 26th, 2006, I remember the day, I was cooking dinner. I had a glass of red wine in one hand and a dirty pot in the other, and I went to the sink to wash the pot, and I heard a voice in my head, which is not unusual, but I heard a voice in my head, and it said, just out of nowhere, God is always happy. And I said, well, is he now? And then I thought, maybe I should write this down because it was so odd and off the wall. So I'm writing it down, God is always happy, and I heard, God is always happy. God is always glad. God is always happy because it is always experiencing itself. And I thought, that's interesting. And then what started happening was what I call the high beings started talking to me. And they were talking to me a lot in my head, and I was dumbfluxed by it. I mean, what's going on? I mean, it wasn't me. Telling me things, all kinds of things, all the time, most of the time. During the day, I had to start carrying a pencil and a notebook in my car with me, wherever I was. Occasionally, they wake me up at night with things, in the morning, early mornings, of course. And this brought back a memory that Summer had been up to my house visiting me. We were sitting at a table, and she looked over at me. This is before all this started. And she said, long before even the experience I had that where I went into ecstasy, and she said, Mom, there's this huge being with you, a very magnificent, powerful, powerful being, the highest possible, sitting right next to you. And we were both puzzled about it, and I couldn't see it or feel it. I'm not always on the beam, but she could. And I felt that later that was the forerunner of this. And so what happened? Over a period of about 11 months, I got all kinds of information, and the first part I put on CDs. There's two CDs. It's not the whole thing. I don't even have the whole thing typed up yet because it's quite a job, but Summer and I taped it. She got the good role. She got to play the part of the beings. I got to play myself, a regular human being. But they're fascinating, and you can listen to part of it again on my website, godisalwayshappy.com. And if you were interested, you can order them from, godisalwayshappy.com. You can order them from amazon.com. But what I noticed as it got deeper into what they were telling me is there was a framework. The framework is, I think it's like 11 sentences, 10 or 11 sentences, and it explains everything. It explains everything to me. It explains life. And what I'd been saying, between the time I had this ecstasy experience and coming down out of it, I also hit a very deep depression, and I was very sick. I couldn't seem to get well. And I remember thinking, you know, what if this kills me? I mean, I'm kind of dramatic that way. And I thought, what do I believe in? I mean, I've studied all kinds of religions and ways of thinking, and everything had flies in the ointment. There were always things I ran into that I absolutely could not believe in. And so I just put doubt on all the rest of it. So I thought, well, after I recover, if I do, I have to study all these things again and choose something. I got to cobble together some religion, something I can believe in, because it's really tough. We're all going to die, and I don't want to die like this where I don't really know or feel, you know, something I can lean on. But I thought it must be simple. It's all got to be very simple. People have made everything too hard. So let me tell you, this belief system, what the beings told me, is very simple. And I'm going to read you the framework.
Excellent.
The basic framework, and everything off of it is what they explained with all kinds of information. But it's this: God is always happy. God is always glad. God is always happy because it is always experiencing itself. We are all God. Everything is God. God is not bad. God is not good. God simply is. God is always the question, and God is always the answer. And while they were giving me all this information, I totally understood most of it. It was just so easy. Now when I go back and read everything I wrote, man, I go, where did that come from? And I have to sit and figure some stuff out. It's not the same as it was. But it set my mind at ease because I had questions, like I said, that could not be answered. This answers every question I can think of. And there were times when I argued with them about some of the information they gave me, and they would say to me things like, well, what do you think? What's your answer to this particular thing? You know, I couldn't come up with anything better than what they had. It was a very interesting time. And I've been looking through some of the things they told me lately because this is a hard time right now for all of us. Look what's happening in the economy.
Mm-hmm.
And all the corporations and our money, you know, I'm one of those who's probably going to have to work well into her 80s because, you know, I don't know what I've got left. And then my brother, of course, when he went to the hospital, he was dying. We don't know what's going to happen. I have a lot of stuff hitting me. And so I sit down and I go through this. And it makes me feel at peace, like we're all God. Everything is God. God knows what it's doing. God loves every experience, no matter whether we call it good or bad. God loves being alive. And they've told me that there are many universes and many experiences, and God works with different rules in different places. Like one thing that struck me is they said, death is just part of the game here. It's not everywhere. You know, it's hard for me to talk about them unless I have their words right in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're so beyond my mortal thinking, let's say. But they talk about God awake and God aware, as opposed to most of us who are God asleep or unaware. It's a matter of waking up, remembering, that kind of thing.
Now, on this show, Venus, we've talked about Abraham, that is spoken through Esther Hicks.
Right, Hicks. Uh-huh.
And would you compare the beings to something similar to Abraham, or is it different?
You know what? I have read their works in the past, and they're with Hay House, too. And I've tried not to read anything of anybody's or be involved with it while all this was coming through because I didn't want to be, you know, get it mixed up with anything, to let this come through purely. So to compare it, I think it may be similar, but different.
Venus, there's a call on the line. Are you ready to take another call? Sorry to interrupt you.
Sure, that's all right. That's okay. Good. We'll go to something lighter here because what I'm getting into is pretty deep.
All right. CITR, you're on the air. What's your question?
Hi. I've been having a lot of dreams lately.
Can you speak up, please? I can't hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I've been having a lot of dreams lately about this person in my life who I used to know, and I was wondering if you could give me any insight on that. And
well, I'll try. What's your name?
Sorry?
What's your first name?
Oh, Robert.
Robert. Robert, you're going to have to yell into the phone because you sound like you're in a cavern somewhere.
Well, that's how I feel, like spiritually. I feel as though I'm in a cavern.
I'm sorry to laugh, but it's so funny how these things work out.
I know.
Okay,
anyway,
Robert, who was this person in your life?
What's your... about the Talking Heads. So could you please play some Talking Heads, perhaps?
What?
Could you perhaps play?
Hello?
Okay, I think he was wanting to request a song. So maybe if you're going to listen to Scotty's Scenic Drive coming up in a few minutes, you can call and request a song there. But thank you for your call. This is Synchronicity on CITR 101.9 FM. And we're talking with Venus Andrecht right now, host of Hay House Radio's Dear Venus. Are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Venus. Okay, yeah, I don't know what was going on. He wanted to hear some Talking Heads, so that's for
well,
another show.
My work is hard enough without getting a music, too. I wonder, a lot of people ask me how I knew that I was able to do all these different things, because a lot of people want to do it. Do you have any interest in me mentioning or talking about that?
Yes, I'm wondering how one can become more connected, more psychic,
yeah.
More aware.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, because I get that a lot. A lot of us want that. And, okay, where to start? Well, I was born a medium. I didn't know that. I've since been told that. I didn't know what was wrong with me, frankly. When I was around 8 years old, there were a lot of troubles in my family. I had a sister who was in the hospital for a year, and she was supposed to die, which she didn't do. But there was a lot of sickness. My mother was sick for 8 years, and she almost died. And my grandmother was around, and she was dying. And it was very difficult. And I was depressed all the time, and I was sick a lot. And this continued as I grew up and all through my life. And it wasn't until I was like 38 when a friend of mine, who was quite a bit older, told me, she's a practicing psychic, and she said, you know, Venus, I know what's wrong with you. She says, you're an empath. You're like a sponge. You pick up everybody's thoughts and feelings. You know what people are thinking, and you take on their feelings. I said, really? I didn't believe her. I just said, really? She said, yeah, that's true, and that's why you have all these personal problems. So I thought about it, and I went to a mall, and I sat on a bench, and I practiced. As different people walked by, I pretended that I would go into their heads, and I would pretend to feel and be them. And by golly, it worked. I would go in, and I'd feel all this stuff, and I'd pull out into myself, and there was a major difference. And I kept saying, oh, my gosh, now I get it. Oh, my gosh, it's true, it's true.
Wow.
Yeah, and that really helped me to know that. And I started to understand what was wrong with me, let's say. And the mediumship thing, that wasn't explained to me for a while after. I went, I used to go to all kinds of psychics and mediums and spiritualist churches. It was just like a hobby. I didn't realize I was in training. But I went to this one church once. The medium was there. Gosh, we were there for like 3 hours all in a circle. And she kept going to each person in a circle and giving them messages. And every time she came to me, she'd stop in front of me, look at me, and then she'd move on. And by the third time, I was thinking, oh, my gosh, I must not have a future. I'm going to die. She wouldn't tell me anything. So finally, at the end of the evening, and I was a wreck, she took me by the hand and pulled me into the center of the circle and said, I want you to meet a born medium. Well, that was news to me. And she pulled me aside later, and she said, never stop doing the work. She said, always do the work. Well, I took her seriously. And many years ago, gosh, it's been like 25 years ago or something, I started practicing. I would practice on my friends. I said, can I go into your head? Can I see what's going on there? They'd tell me they had a physical problem, and I'd go in and see if I could help it. And, you know, they'd tell me they felt things. Things changed in their lives. I was right about what I was seeing. Gradually, I started to get confidence. But then I noticed I was giving people a lot of advice, but they weren't taking my advice, you know? So at some
Isn't
point,
that so
I said,
frustrating?
Well, I think I'll start charging. So I started charging $1 a minute. I charge more now, by the way, but then they started listening to me and taking my advice, and I have people still that I started working with 25 years ago who call me. I did used to do work in person, but, you know, that's just too overwhelming. It's much easier for me now to do it over the phone because I can do more quickly, more easily, but that's how I started, and it just, when I got my divorce from the second husband, I had to find a way to make a living because what I'd been doing, I wasn't able to do anymore for various reasons. And so I got my degree as a hypnotherapist. And I started working with people with hypnosis. And at that time, they would come to my house. But they kept saying they wanted readings. They wanted me to look at things. They wanted to know about their love lives. And I'd say, I can't do that kind of thing. But they insisted. So I talked to someone about it who was quite young then, and we decided that I wasn't going to hurt anybody. And I had good common sense, and I certainly wasn't any worse than anybody else out there. So I started doing them. I was forced into it because I had to make a living. And they worked, and all kinds of splendid and stupefying things started to happen. And so I've been doing this work for like a good 25 years now.
Wow.
On purpose.
So is there a way that people can know if they have that kind of gift? I've heard people say that anyone can be psychic.
Yeah, well, anyone can, but it's just like we're born with certain abilities. Like mm-hmm. Some people can draw and some people can't, you know? And so anybody can learn to draw. Some people, it's a much more easy, you know, it's an easier thing to do. It's the same with the psychic stuff. Sure, you can build it up like a muscle. You can keep working on it, working on it. Sometimes people call me, I work with them, and they want to know that, and then I'm able to go in them and see if they have the abilities, and if so, which ones.
Can you do that with me?
Do you want me to do that with you?
Sure. We just have about 6 or 7 minutes left in the show. Is that enough time?
Sure. So you want me to go into you and see what? Tell me what before I go in there.
I guess just tell me if I have the ability. I know I'm definitely an empathetic person and I take on other people.
Okay, well, don't tell me anymore.
Okay.
Because then everybody will say, well, you told her.
Okay, sorry.
You have to make me look bright here, really smart, like I know what I'm doing. Okay, Marie, what color is your hair?
It's dirty blondish.
Okay, I gotcha. Okay, Marie, I'm going to come in to you now. Hang on. Hang on to the sides of your chair there. Okay, Marie, into your head. Okay, thank you. Okay, Marie, I'm sitting with you now, and I'm just going to look through your eyes and feel you. You feel pretty excited.
Yeah.
Okay, now we want to look beyond that. Okay, I'm talking to beings here, too. Now, Marie wants to know what her abilities are. What are your suggestions for Marie? You know, normally when I'm working with somebody, I get quiet so I can listen. But on the radio, I know we can't have any dead space. So I keep chatting while I'm looking, which can make me sound kind of stupid, but that's how it goes. Okay, Marie, let's see. What can Marie do? Marie. You want to know about people. Mm-hmm. You have a great interest in people and how they work and what makes them tick. Is that true about you?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, it is. You're very curious about that. And if you haven't thought about it too much, think about it, because I see you doing it. You must. I think maybe you do a lot of it without realizing what you're doing. It's like you go into them and you feel them and you ask questions about them and you pick up answers. Do you know that?
I don't know.
Okay, you don't know. That's all right. You do. So what you need to do is start noticing that you, without understanding what you're doing, you feel a person, know a person. You know if they're a good person or not, according to your standards, whether you like them or you know. Okay, there's a word about that. Some people are good at gauging people, knowing whether they're trustworthy or whether they're not, whether they're for real or whether they're not, that kind of thing. Well, look at the kind of work you do. You talk with all kinds of people on the radio. You must have an interest in people. Hello? Okay, let's see what else you got here. Hang on. What else with Marie? I feel they're telling me that you're a very nice person. Do you like... They're showing me something that I don't understand. They're showing me a picture of you in a yellow apron and the smell of cookies or gingerbread. Is this somebody coming through from the other side, or do you like cooking and baking?
I like eating cookies and things like that, but I'm not a big cook. It could be someone
else.
Okay,
then there may be somebody coming through here from the other side for you. I know you asked one question, but you get what you get here. sometimes people from the other side, when they see an opportunity, man, they're right there. So let me just go with that. I feel like there's somebody in your family who's passed over, a woman who's trying to reach you, for no particular reason except that she loves and cares about you, and she'd like to spend a lot of time in her kitchen baking and making things. Do you remember anybody like that?
To be honest, it was just me and my mom, who's also passed on,
but
it could be somebody that I don't know.
It could be like a grandmother or somebody.
Yeah.
Maybe you didn't even have her, but that was her nature. So you have nobody you can ask about this?
No, all my family
okay.
is gone.
All right, well, there's somebody here.
But I believe you, so.
Okay, there's somebody here who, there's a lot of warmth, and it's a warm kitchen and the smell of things baking. And she wants you to know she's here, and she's with you a lot.
Hmm.
Okay, all right, back to your other question, Marie. Okay, she wanted to get through. Okay, what else can Marie do here? Well, they're showing me numbers. Numbers. Do you do numerology, or have you worked with numbers in any way?
Not a lot. I mean, I've...
Try it.
Okay.
Because I'm not crazy about numbers myself, so it's not my thought, but they're showing me numbers dancing around. Try numbers.
I like
numerology.
Money. Could that be numbers?
You could counsel people. And also with, like, astrology, along those lines, if you haven't studied it, look into it. It's like they said if you did that, you would be able to expand on it. Like, you'd be able to feel around the numbers and a feel around the planets. I'm thinking, well, what does that mean? It means you get more than what the books tell you or the written stuff tells you about the numbers and the astrology, okay?
Okay, cool.
Yeah, and what else do I tell her? And radio looks good for you. Have you ever been on TV or thought of going into TV work?
I've been on TV, not professionally, but yeah, I've been on TV a number of times. So
yeah, well, 'cause that's showing up. So you could do something with that, and at some point they're saying if you could even be on like radio or TV with the numbers, the astrology, that kind of thing, have a show.
Cool.
Before?
Pardon?
Have you thought of that before?
Well, I've always wanted to have my own show, which I do have now here on CITR. I haven't done a lot of work. I've looked into numerology and things like that. I'm not great at memorizing all of those, all the rules and things like that.
Well, don't worry about that. That's why they're saying you would see information that goes beyond that.
Cool. I have listened to Glynis Has Your Number on Hay House Radio as well. And Venus, I guess that's all the time we have for the reading. So I just wanted to wrap up the show with your contact information. Your website again is godisalwayshappy.com.
Yes.
And
I can also give my personal email if people want to email me. Is that all right?
Yes, please do.
Okay, it's to Venus, TOVENUS at earthlink.net. TuVenus at earthlink.net. Also, reach me through the website, godisalwayshappy.com.
Fabulous. And you can also hear Venus's show, Dear Venus, every other Wednesday on Hay House Radio at hayhouseradio.com. Well, Venus, that's all the time that we have in the show. So thank you so much for your reading, and thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it, and I love your show. If you haven't heard Venus's show.
Thank you so much. It was wonderful being with you.
Thank you so much, Venus. Take care and have a great day.
Alrighty.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So if you haven't heard Venus's show, definitely check it out at hayhouseradio.com, and you can check out her website at godisalwayshappy.com. And thanks to Venus Andrecht from the Dear Venus Show. Thank you for listening. It's been a lot of fun. Next week, Liz from Creating Intentions will be on the show talking about manifesting through scrapbooking. This is Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm Marie, and I'm here every Friday from 9 to 10 a.m. You can check out past shows on podcast at citr.ca. Up next is Scotty's Scenic Drive on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. She's got it.